Interns, pages, maybe it's time to use pneumatic tubes to deliver important papers on Capitol Hill. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Florida Congressman Mark Foley has resigned and will check into an alcohol rehab clinic after being confronted with messages to male congressional pages in which he calls one of them, quote, my favorite young stud, and makes it clear how he measures manhood with a ruler. Sometimes even Republicans know when to cut and run. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich was quick to explain how his party, normally preoccupied with morality, would let this one slip. Had they been overly aggressive in reacting, he said they would have been accused of gay bashing. Well, Foley may be gay, but I believe in addition to that, he sounds kind of like a pervert. And Newt, even if he was gay, remember, he was the good kind. He'd voted for the Defense of Marriage Act to discourage people like himself from engaging in monogamy. Republican blogs brought out that Democrats do this too. Representative Jerry Studs of Massachusetts was censured in 1983 for having sex with a 17-year-old male page that went on to win re-election. That same year, Republican Daniel Crane of Illinois was censured for sex with a female page, but lost. The Republican blogs speculating that if Foley had only been a Democrat from Massachusetts, he'd still have a career. The blogs also point out that the age of consent in D.C. is 16, making this really no different from what Clinton did. Yes, Bill Clinton. The black hole that pulls every scandal into its orbit. Well, at least this won't hurt the public's approval of Congress, because at 25%, it can't get much lower. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.